The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday afternoon, right here on 96.5 The Fan, you'll hear the broadcast of the game as the Chiefs are playing in Buffalo. And based off of what the Bills themselves have looked like and how nearly perfect at times Josh Allen had been until this past week, where he did make a couple mistakes, this, you think, and I think I agree with you, is the first game where it feels the Chiefs are going to have to be mistake-free. Whereas we know they obviously were not mistake-free against the Broncos. They found a way to win. They were not mistake-free against Tampa. They were not mistake-free against the Raiders, that's for sure, when they set up the Raiders at the five-yard line. They weren't mistake-free against the Niners in a 10-point win. This feels like, and this applies to the Bills too, both teams, if there was a scenario where you had to be mistake-free, this seems like that game on Sunday.
I think it's vitally important. No screw-ups. This is a no-screw-ups game. And I think part of the reason I say that is the Bills, historically, have been capable of an occasional screw-up, including last week. Josh Allen made a really bad red zone interception. They are occasionally capable of the bad screw-up. So if you can avoid it, that's how you win. They have played the Bills a lot of times in the regular season. They screw up so much. Just all the time, man. And that's how they end up losing those games. It's mistakes and fumbles and bad play, all these like little things building up, and you can't beat teams like the Bills. In the playoffs, the Chiefs have played the Bills so near perfection every time. Like, look at that 13-second game. Josh Allen didn't do anything wrong to lose that game. Matter of fact, Ted, he did everything right. Almost perfect to win that football game. And the Chiefs still won. Why? Because Kansas City didn't screw up. You can't make the regular mistakes they've been making all season long. I also think that it's not an accident that the reason why they've won three games in a row here recently is because they have been not making as many mistakes. Against the Broncos, that was just a gross dogfight. They didn't like screw up a bunch. The play calling, maybe they didn't get in the red zone as much or score in the red zone as much, but they weren't turning the ball over, fumbling the ball, or the mistake was the Butker one. The one mistake almost cost them the game. I don't think you can afford any against Buffalo.
Yeah, unless it ends up being an outlier.
Not like zero penalties. You get
sure. We're mainly talking turnovers, right? I mean, that's really what we're talking about. You know, there's been some games over the years where the Bills and Chiefs have played, and each side has had a turnover or two. But this feels like a game in the red zone in particular. The Chiefs were, up until this past week, were better in the red zone. Then they struggled against Denver in the red zone. It took a fourth and goal. Thank goodness they were aggressive to get that touchdown to Travis Kelce, as we discussed yesterday. But for Buffalo, Josh Allen, the level of play he's had this year, he hasn't made the red zone mistakes himself. And so what gives there? Can the Chiefs do what they did the 3 weeks prior to this past Sunday, which was start turning around and having more red zone success? Third down conversions were high. Is that going to get back to that against Buffalo? Or are they going to continue to struggle in the red zone? For the Buffalo Bills, can Josh Allen, a game against Patrick Mahomes, where you know he's going to be even more amped up, will he go back to what he was in the past, which is late in the year, playoff time, he'll be in the red zone, and instead of throwing the ball away, he tries to force one, and the Chiefs, or any team for that matter, end up getting the big interception. That'll be the difference in the game, because Josh Allen has been a much more, I guess, you know, smart football player in the red zone than he has in the past.
They are currently third best in the NFL in giveaway takeaway, Buffalo. So, I mean, they've been very good. And you know why that is, right? They're taking the ball away the same amount they always take it away, Gold. They're not giving it away. That's the difference. Kansas City, meanwhile, has managed to crawl their way up to 20th, a team that was 29th for pretty much the entire season when Mahomes was throwing picks in the early part of the year. Over the last three games, Kansas City's actually better in the giveaway takeaway department than Buffalo is. I know it's a small sample size, but it was 17 games sometimes. You got to pull small sample sizes. In the last three games, when Kansas City's continued to win and Buffalo has continued to win, Kansas City's been better at taking care of the football than Buffalo's been at taking care of the football. But that all goes back on Mahomes. He can't go back and have one of those picks. And he almost had one against Denver. That screen pass that ended in the defensive lineman's hand, that's also just like one of those plays. Like, he didn't make a bad decision. That's just where the ball's going all the time. Like, your defensive player is supposed to make sure that that guy can't touch the football. Your offensive lineman is supposed to make sure the defensive player can't touch the football in that scenario. I just think this is that kind of game, man. It's going to come down to who screws up the least. And the least, I think, is like 0-1. Buffalo's been far too good at it this year to think that it's just a fluke, man. They've played 8-9 games. Have they had their bye week yet, Buffalo? I think they actually have it after the Chiefs.
No, because they're if you look at their record, no, they have not.
So, I mean, you know, it's just a team right now that can't, the Chiefs, because of the way that they're still trying to figure themselves out on offense, they can't afford a ton of mistakes against Buffalo. Obviously, they've been a lot of teams making a ton of mistakes for, what, 5 weeks? Didn't even matter. But not teams of this caliber this late in the season. I understand they made mistakes against the Ravens, against the Falcons, against the Bengals, and they won all those games. And those are good football teams. Those are playoff football teams. I just don't think that they've ever won against Buffalo when being the team that screws up the most.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.